I'm John from Unqualified Gamers. Hello, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com. And get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ships at sea, coming to you live from the Legends Studios via the interwebs into Legends Entertainment News Stream. I'm B.
I'm Wing.
And I'm Shark Taco.
And these are the news for the week ending, what are we, March 5th, 2016? Oh my god. Like every week, we are ready to geek out about TV, movies, and more. So, Beef, what time is it?
News time.
Oh yeah, and this week we're starting straight into online media because House of Cards is out and we're not watching it. Chartaco, what's happening?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, they can't really watch it right now. I mean, you could, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, we have priorities.
Priorities in life.
Locale, you know, when you're lazy and enjoying it. It is what it is.
Yeah, a little bit. But, hey, it's out, so go. You can binge-watch that thing. In like 2 days at this point, it's like 13 episodes.
If by the next news we haven't watched it, like seriously, something's going to happen.
Yeah, I really have to give this a solid try again.
Yeah,
maybe
you
I
do.
Was just at a bad time or whatever, but I was not having it when I watched it last time. I got maybe 7 or 8 episodes in, and it just, parts of it had grabbed me, but not enough of it to facilitate keep going. But him and you now too, and Op all the time preached about it. So
it's amazing.
And I like the whole political things.
And also, you know what? Every time Netflix comes up with something, I love it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Daredevil's coming up.
They keep hitting everything out of the park. I still have like 2 or 3 episodes of Jessica Jones left. And
okay.
It keeps getting better and better. So.
That show is really good, to be honest. No, they're doing a good job with mostly everything they're touching right now. So go Netflix. Maybe an Oscar next year.
Yeah, right.
Who knows?
Movie news. Zootopia killed it.
That's good.
Yeah, well, it's a kid's movie, it will. London Has Fallen. What the hell is that?
You remember Olympus Has Fallen? We were watching, and we were like, that's Die Hard.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sequel. This guy is not in London.
But is it the same people or just the same? It's like a sequel in the vein of.
It's the sequel with the same character.
Okay.
It's like the same. How does the same thing happen to the same guy twice? You know?
Deadpool's still number 3rd for week 4.
Wow.
Deadpool is killing it right now. It's still going strong. And you know what? I'm really happy for it because it deserves it.
And hopefully it gives Hollywood a shot in the arms.
Gods of Egypt is doing bad.
Well, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot came out, made a couple bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for comedy, how much did it make?
Just over $7.5 million, and it's a $35 million budget. So they'll make their money.
Yikes.
It take a little while.
Yeah, but they were hoping for probably a $20 million opening. So
you're opening up against an action, a no brainer popcorn action flick, and a kids movie.
Yeah, that's true. 999 is doing really badly.
I keep forgetting that that's even around. So I hope when it comes out on DVD that I actually remember that it's a thing still. Because it's in spot 11.
Wow.
Right now at week 2.
And it looked really good, so.
It looked okay, kind of action-y, fun, popcorn-y even, but the cast, the names on the cast were amazing, so.
Yeah, Benicio del Toro, you had the Norman Redux and all that stuff. Yeah, it looked, I'm kind of a little bit let down by that. But, hey, at some point. If we want Deadpool to keep making money, these other movies have to go.
Well, we can rent that one and enjoy it later.
Yeah. So, Joseph Gordon-Levitt is out of Sandman. That's sad. That is really, really sad.
What is Sandman again? Kind of explain that to me because I'm so lost on it.
Sandman is a Vertigo property, basically, which is another branch of DC comic. And I would say it's one of Neil Gaiman's best work, where he's really able to get into the psyche of his character. And anyway, this is one of the most difficult thing to adapt, and they've been at it for like a couple of years. So I was kind of hoping this guy could do it, and seems that anyway is.
You saw the open letter, right?
Yeah, it's pretty long, and he seems pretty apologetic about it. So it seems like something that's being dragged under. his feet because the studio changed and then anything else.
Yeah, the owner of the property changed hands, which means that the new studio wanted to go in a completely different direction than the property that they, you know, the quote-unquote property that they had been working on and moving forward with. But, of course, that didn't work, so
yeah,
he's out of it now.
We forgot to talk about the biggest night in Hollywood, the Oscar.
I don't know. Okay, hold on. Should I look it up? I don't know what happened.
Well, we know what happened because we kind of watched it live.
We watched it live.
For Nerds. A little bit. So, best movie of the year, Spotlight.
We didn't dress up, eh?
What was the best movie of the year?
Spotlight.
What the fuck is that?
It's a movie about the Boston scandal about the church touching some priest touching little kids
like
and stuff
molesting.
Like that. Molesting kids and stuff like that. And it's the story of how that story came to be in the paper and how these journalists found the information. It's a really good and disturbing movie, to be honest.
When he went to see it, he had to call me and like have a contact with a human being because he was kind of split.
Oh yeah, I was devastated after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you couldn't. Oh, so cute. Yeah.
And Leonardo DiCaprio finally won an Oscar for The Revenant.
People like just got up and were standing up and yeah.
He's there every year, and somebody else always gets it in front of him. And at this point, he was even like thanking other directors and like thank Scorsese.
Oh yeah,
I was like, oh wow, okay, this is like a lifetime achievement award or some shit. But Chris Rock, we have to say, as a Oscar host, did an amazing job.
He was hilarious. I love that guy.
He just took
Chris
the
Rock is awesome. He needs to do more.
Yeah, he just took the Oscar all white thing and ran with it and sold a bunch of Girl Scout cookies. But yeah, well, being in America right now, I would.
Yeah, because there were actually no like black or Hispanic even or whatever. It was all completely Caucasian nominees all across the board.
Yep.
I can't believe that. That's crazy.
Yeah. I heard a few people just say, you know, hey, well, was there a lot of great other people worth the nomination right now? And there's categories, but that's just kind of the easy cop out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, then, you know, cast more people. Who was talking about, like,
the gods of Egypt is all white people instead of anyone that's actually Egyptian. God forbid, somewhere else that does not look whitewashed.
Well,
you
they
know?
Were talking about forcing a certain number of auditions or something like that.
Yeah, to
like
be African American or different.
To just force directors to just at least see an actor that's not white.
Not forced to hire, just forced to see.
They do that in the NFL. I was going to say like affirmative action, but that's forced to hire. This would be more like the NFL, which does
forced to consider.
Yeah, they're most NFL teams now are forced to at least consider a black coach. You know, interview one before they go with the good old boys
exactly.
or whatever.
It's funny you're talking about that because that came out. They're saying they were copying the NFL model.
But again, the same thing we said a week or so ago. I don't want roles to go to minorities just because they're minorities. Even if it's a Netflix character or whoever, just if it's not going to be half as good of a product. If you got black or Asian or any kind of characters that would be considered minorities that can be as dynamic and awesome, and they'll put the money and weight behind it. They can.
Of course they can.
We don't know about any of them.
Exactly.
You know?
It's about getting to know about them, and it's also about like putting them on the screen and having people seeing that as like a valid, hey, the first, like the leading role can be whatever, Mexican,
right.
can be
I'm excited
anything,
for Black Panther.
Japanese, whatever.
I'm really excited for Black Panther, but
black writer, black director, black actor, black superhero. They're going.
If they can't do it right, you know, then
Wonder Woman had a lot of trouble finding a woman crew for writing and for directing, but they stick to it and they got it at that point. And I think for that kind of movie, let's face it, we can't try to write a Wonder Woman movie, you and me, Beef, but we're never going to get the woman perspective.
I would never try to write it, though.
It would never be believable.
No.
Nope.
All this stuff, it needs to work and be believable before you can just do it for, I want to appease another group of people is what I'm saying. It has to be, you can't just do it to, like Deadpool, we're going to make everything R now because Deadpool worked, you know, like, make sure the characters are compelling enough before you go forward.
Agreed.
Bad Boys 3?
What yeah. the fuck? Sony is moving this movie. They announced it, and even the stars were like, we have no knowledge about it right now.
the stars were told when it would be.
Yeah, so that the fact that this is moving is not really a surprise. At this point, Sony needs just to understand what they can do and what they should do. And okay, it's after the leak last year, it's not a great year that they're having, but they're doing the best out of it. So at this point, good for them. I mean, the deal they did for Spider-Man is pretty good, and that ties into our next news, the listing of all the superhero comic movies coming up in the next couple of years.
For 2 years. We got March 25th, Superman vs. Batman.
That's soon!
Yeah, day before my birthday. You can all send your presents and love mail to beef@gunnageek.com. Captain America, May 6th. X-Men Apocalypse, May 27th. I'm super excited for that.
Oh, yeah. This is the one that people don't talk about that much this year, but I think it's going to surprise because everybody loves the X-Men.
I just really hope that that girl they took from Game of Thrones is going to be less whiny than in Game of Thrones because I'm kind of tired of seeing her cry with her red eyes on screen.
She's cool. Jean Grey. Oh, Marjorie? That's why you cast her.
No, not Marjorie. Yes, Sansa? Sansa?
Sansa.
She's playing Jean Grey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she said her character was way more introspective, and I was like,
I mean, she's going to cry a lot. Again.
Right,
what about X? I mean, like, Apocalypse. Are you excited to see the new characters and everything? Are you an X-Men fan, I guess?
I love Patrick Stewart. I'm so sad McAvoy he won't be
Stewart.
There anymore.
McAvoy or Stewart? I'm so confusing.
August 5th, Suicide Squad. Another Guardians in my book. I thought I would have no interest in this, and this looks amazing.
Basically, you take like all the villains of the DC universe and you make a Justice League with them. Yeah, I'm good with that.
It's basically a... Now walk with me for a second. But it's like a team of Deadpools because they're all the anti-heroes. They have a reason to be good when they're mashed together, but they can still be the naughty side of the comedy. Suicide Squad. You know, they can still be kind of the bad side of the comedy, and it doesn't have to be all good.
I agree. And the fact that we know most of these characters, and they seem to have got Harley Quinn to a
It's not really major. True that we know these characters. We've never seen this Joker. Every time they reinvent the Joker, he becomes a new personality completely. Harley Quinn, like yeah. we were talking about, we haven't really seen her on a screen
You
ever.
Watch a bunch of
have
the animated been, series.
Have you been disappointed, though,
know,
with the Joker?
What do you mean?
The new iterations of it. As it gets crazier and weirder and each person's take on it, have you been disappointed by it?
From Jack Nicholson to Heath Ledger to...
I've never seen Jack Nicholson's
What?
Yes, you did.
Joker?
We watched that together.
Oh my God, I must have slept through that one then.
You said you loved it.
I don't
you
remember.
You liar.
Yeah, it was
loved
the other
the part
one.
She saw.
It you, was the other Batman
We watched them both in a row.
No, I loved the penguin one.
Ah, yeah, the penguin one you did love.
That blew me away. But no. but I didn't really pay attention that much to the Jack Nicholson one, honestly. But yeah, you know, Heath Ledger was completely legendary, like, will be remembered forever and ever.
Yeah,
kind of performance.
You can't do the same thing. You have to go another way and then
Absolutely.
Think that's what he did.
So that's what I mean. It's not going to be a known character. Harley Quinn is pretty new. Like, who else is in there? Who's the rest of the Suicide
Captain
Squad?
Captain Boomerang.
Also, yeah.
I have no idea who that
Deadshot.
Is. Captain what?
Deadshot.
Dead
all
who?
Sorts of...
Dead who?
But that's why I think it might work, because the same way Guardians worked... The greater masses didn't know about it. Uh-huh. Deadpool, people knew about it, but most people only knew about it from word of mouth and then the advertising campaign. It wasn't like a known quantity. So these random not known quantities
But it will
might
work because
play.
It's the Joker, because it's the Batman universe. It's going to work.
And the fun thriller that they got where they like eats people, burn people,
right.
possess people, and she's just batshit crazy.
November 4th, Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange, I'm good. You know what? It's Sherlock. I'm good with that.
He's not Sherlock anymore. We're never getting more Sherlock.
We got more Sherlock last December, and it was great.
I didn't watch
that.
Amazing. I need to really watch that.
Oh, man.
We should do that
it was
before you guys
so,
roost.
Yeah, we should while we're here. It's so good.
Untitled Lego Batman movie, February 20th. Untitled Wolverine, thank God it's the end movie, March 3rd of 2017.
Hashtag one last time.
Yeah, that's the one last time of... You
I
Jaguar.
Heard a poll online that people are trying to get Liv Schreiber back for Sabretooth.
I like the
yes,
the
I
wrestling
like that
dude.
Idea.
I prefer the wrestling dude from the first X-Men movie. Okay, he was a wrestler, but he was good in what he was doing.
Yeah, but I think Liv Schreiber was the best thing to come out of Wolverine.
Okay.
Not well, by much.
Ryan Reynolds was the best thing to come out of Wolverine.
Yeah, his face sewn shut to be the non-Deadpool.
No, but he got to be Deadpool.
I know. So then that still wouldn't be the best thing because it's something different. Anyways, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, May 5th.
Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman, June 23rd. I'm interested to see what they do with that.
Reboot of Spider-Man movie again.
July 7th. I was so excited for the Andrew Garfield shit. I didn't want to see it rebooted.
Yeah, Fox is still announcing movies, but they're not sure what they are. It's Fox Marvel movies.
I don't understand.
It's one of those is Gambit somewhere along the line.
Well, this is October 6th. It says it could either be for Gambit or Deadpool 2.
The only thing we know about this project is the release date, because basically.
Yeah, that's horrible. Or it's all they want to tell us.
They're reserving release date, hopefully, hoping that other studios are going to move around.
Thor Ragnarok, November 3rd. Does anybody give a flying shit about that?
Some people love the first Thor. Personally, I'm not a fan of the Thor franchise. I think it work kind of better with the Avengers.
I'm not a fan of the Avengers either. I've tried to watch the Avengers because I wanted to go see the Avengers movie when it came out. So I tried to watch them one by one. And honestly, Iron Man was the first one I tried, and it didn't convince me.
Oh,
and from there on, I don't think there is a future
because
between me and the Avengers series.
Well, you watch Captain America, the new event, Winter Soldier, and you kind of like it, you said?
True.
So, that was more a spy movie that happened to be set in... That was more a spy espionage movie that happened to be set in a world with superheroes.
Yeah, but hopefully Civil War is going to be in the same vein and she's not going to hate it.
Yeah, with that attitude, she probably will. I might hate it, too. And then there's a couple more for 2018.
Yeah, for Fox.
Justice League, Black Panther, Flash.
The Flash is something because the TV show is so good right now. That having, like, this Flash of another universe, I don't know what that's going to
be. That actor is annoying and whiny.
But people love him.
He's annoying and whiny.
I love the Flash.
Ant-Man and the Wasp. I'm good to see.
The first Ant-Man was like Iron Man 1, so I did not bug her with that.
Evangeline Lilly. I want to see her in a tight suit. And then Aquaman in late.
Aquaman's going to be awesome. Aquaman.
Momoa.
Put that picture up again. That's... Yeah, yeah. Come on,
baby.
There you go. Come on, Shark Tackle. You want to see a movie with that guy?
I do need some chainmail.
The brow.
I know none of that's chainmail, but I definitely need some.
Captain Marvel, another female superhero movie.
Who cares? Come on, Infinity War Part 2, Justice League Part 2, Inhumans, Cyborg, Green Lantern Corps, Gambit, which is not ever gonna happen.
Gambit's not ever going to happen.
It is, but
it's been pushed.
They pushed it back like twice already in the last couple months.
They were supposed to invest $150 million in that movie, and that Deadpool came out, and they were like, wait, why are we investing $150 million in that movie? Because we put $58 million in Deadpool, and this is making like money like crazy. So,
all right. Thief starts the video game movie crossover franchise, or continues it after Assassin's Creed, basically.
Yeah, basically this is announced in the vein of Assassin's Creed and Warcraft. Since Warcraft is probably going to do bangs and Assassin's Creed looking good, everybody's trying to get their dirty little money into the video game market. So Thief is one of the next ones. So we'll see how this goes. But
is that a game?
It's a game. I'll be honest, I haven't played it, but I've heard good things about it.
What kind of game is it?
It's a stealthy kind of game, a little bit like Assassin's Creed.
Oh, so it's exactly like Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, there you go.
You're kind of a stealthy guy that gets to run around and steal shit. And I don't know.
There's been some Tomb Raider rumbling, too.
If you want to give me new movies, that'd be great. Give me more Inceptions. Give me more weird, small, quirky flicks. I don't want everything to be a video game or a comic book.
Make me a new Tomb Raider based on the new video game and not like the one they did with Angelina Jolie, and I'm good with it. The one they did with Angelina Jolie was to showcase Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Spider-Man's spin-off is still being talked about, so maybe Sony is still firing off the idea of having a Venom movie, and you know what? If it's in the Marvel universe, I can kind of be down with it, but just do your Spider-Man first. Let us see what it does, and we'll see after.
But it's Venom. I mean, while it's awesome and it's a good character, and I don't know. I don't think it's going to work. I mean, is it going to work without Spider-Man?
I don't think so. You need to introduce him in Spider-Man first.
Right. Otherwise, he's just some random...
Haven't we seen him yet?
Yeah, he was played by one of the bad guys in Predators or the dude from that 70s show.
I was going to say that 70s show.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, but that movie is bad. Like, bad.
Frank Miller explains why his Batman with Darren Aronofsky. Jesus, I can't say that right now.
Aronofsky
didn't happen.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, his Batman was too angry. Go figure. What the interesting thing that came out of that article is that Miller said, actually telling people, like, I know my Batman is like kind of extremist, but not as much as other people because Aronofsky was kind of crazy and was doing a crazy Batman, and the producer wanted a Batman he could sell to their kids. That's how we ended up with the Christopher Nolan version, which I think was a good balance of reality versus creativity, as that one seems just to be harsh to be harsh. So, but it's an interesting... If you're interested in the Batman mythos, I think that's an interesting thing to watch. Or anyway, to read.
And apparently now the Batman vs. Superman producers are backpedaling and explaining their cut, which might be R.
Yeah, there are some characters that have been cut and stuff like that. It's not much. It's more of a fluff piece. But if you're interested in what's coming out in that R-rated version, it's mainly what they were explaining. It's not that much that there's blood or anything. But do you remember X-Men 2 at some point, Wolverine put his claw through a guy and through a fridge, and they're cutting to a face of Iceman and go back to Wolverine? That cut was asked by the MPAA. The reason it was called Intensity, and that's mainly why there's an R-rated version of Batman versus Superman. It's more intensity than it is violence. It's the intensity of the violence. Which, how do you describe intensity of violence?
Panels.
I guess.
Disney not gonna take Marvel Universe R.
Good thing, though. What do you think, Beef?
Yeah, I mean, they shouldn't follow suit, but if it fits something...
You should fit the character, that's the thing.
Right, but I could see Guardians of the Galaxy some year being an R-rated flick. A couple more dirty jokes, one pair of green boobs, you know, tastefully placed, of course.
Rocket humping, such a thing?
Rocket humping someone's leg. You know, I mean, these are things that could all happen. And it could be R, but no, I don't expect them to do it.
It's Disney, come on.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't want all these studios to decide to make some super big stance. Oh, we're going to follow suit of Deadpool, or oh, we're never going to go R. If the property is could or should be R, make it R.
I think Disney is balancing that pretty well right now with Netflix and movies. They're like, okay, this is going to be too rough for a movie for what we would like to make. Yep. So let's spin them off in a TV show where we don't really care that much and keep doing our...
Give them a broad outline of or guidelines that they kind of have to follow. And
yeah, spinning Punisher into the TV shows instead of the movie scene, I think, was a brilliant idea.
Yeah, because he's too brutal for any of the Marvel pieces.
Yeah, he kills people. Come on.
Nerds.
You love us.
Yes.
So, yeah, they're not going there. But, I mean, it is what it is. Now, on for the trailer dump. And by dump, I mean, like, 4 out of 6 days worth of wings and a lot of bourbon and trailer dump kind of dump, okay?
That's a big dump.
Ghostbusters, we finally have a trailer, and Wing was cheesing out about on the couch a couple nights ago, and Chuck Taco and I were like, he's just being an idiot. And we watched a trailer before, and
oh my God,
I'm ready.
I'm speechless. This is amazing.
It's a good trailer.
Bring it to me.
It's all the crap that the Ghostbusters should be. They're nerds. They're you know, scientists. They're outcasts. They're not loved by everybody. It's not a popularity contest. They're just doing what they love.
They're needed.
Right. You're right. We're needed.
They are called.
You said it was a car. You didn't say it was a carburetor.
I said it was a Cadillac.
So great.
Oh, yeah. That trailer is just awesome. No, I think that's a good start for the reboot of the Ghostbusters franchise. And you know what? That I don't know why people were screaming that much. Like, oh, it's female Ghostbuster. It works.
And bring on more Melissa McCarthy. I can watch her all day long.
Yeah, here you go. It works. Just let it work and move with it. I mean, when you see Thor coming down the aisle, it's so funny. It's yeah.
Gonna love it.
Gonna love it too. I can't wait to watch this. Can't wait. Have you heard Beef? Can't wait.
What? I can't hear you. Finding Dory. I'm okay with this. I don't know if I'll be going to see it right away unless we do it on the cast, but I will definitely watch it. It's got a lot of stupid, funny humor, and that's what I need.
I'll give it a solid. If I'm sitting down on a couch and someone puts it on, I won't get up to change it.
Or I'm going to drag you to it because
Finding Dory.
That can happen.
Yeah.
I could get dragged there.
I'd maybe go see it in 3D.
Oh, that's your 3D animation thing.
Yep.
Eh?
All immersed in animation. Like Wreck-It Ralph in 3D was the most beautiful. Have you seen Wreck-It Ralph?
No.
As a gamer, you owe it to watch Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, you are a gamer. And you go, ah.
What is
okay,
it?
We might be watching it before you leave because I have it right here.
No.
Yeah. that was kind of creepy. Pete's Dragon. The Frenchies did not understand what this was about, and I'm like, I think it's British. And if memory serves, it's like a British something or other with a really crappy cartoon dragon drawn in the background from my childhood, and there's like a lighthouse, or I'm wrong, and I'm having flashbacks.
I think you might be right, but I know this is this has some kind of significance, so that's why I put the trailer in there, and we watched it, and we're all like, there's a dragon at the end. And this looks like the Jungle Book.
Exactly, but with a dragon that just pops out of the screen at the very last second of the trailer.
They don't want to show you too much. I get that.
No, but still, I'm like,
it did feel like the Jungle Book,
though. It was
great
before you gave me the dragon. Why the dragon, huh?
It did feel like the Jungle Book.
It did.
I don't know. I want Hollywood to do a couple less reboots or a couple less 10-year later, 20-year later sequels and give me one or two more new properties a year. Venture some money on something that you might lose money on because otherwise we're just all getting dumber watching the same Marvel movie over and over.
Says
again.
The guy who likes it when it's the same universe.
Yeah,
says the guy gets
so,
addicted to a game because it's in the same universe.
You know what? I don't think we should be friends anymore. Kill Command. Big robots and stuff looks pretty awesome. It's
identify.
Identify. I don't know, but you're a big fucking robot. Scared. Identify. I just shit myself.
Yeah, basically shit covered.
Yeah, no, this looks pretty good, to be honest. This looks like a Beef movie. I mean, you have robots taking over the world and killing us all once and for all and being, like, scary and all light, leaky, lighty and shit. They have, like, blue lights coming.
Yeah, they're super bright. They're beautiful.
Yeah, so, you know what? We're all going to be killed by robots. And it's all going to be Beef fault.
I think so, too.
Why does it have to be my fault? Just because I like robots? And I mean, I don't trust AI yet, you know, but whatever.
You're trying to clone your cat.
No, maybe. But I said, if cloning was real and you would actually get an exact copy, personality and all, you know, nature, nurture, whole debate, if you'd get an exact copy within as long as time as it would take to have a handful of cat babies born, I would totally be a billionaire because I have the coolest cat on the planet. Anyways. Max Landis, rom-com? Question mark?
That was a trailer.
I'd watch the shit out of that.
That was the I am gay. What is he saying?
I am gay and I've been gay all along. Something like that.
It looks like Max Landis is once again like just throwing an idea at a sheet of paper, which might be cool or which might be lame. You have no idea. But the trailer reads good.
It was pretty sparkly and fun and intriguing and just fresh enough. I like the strange gender assignments and stuff like that.
Yeah, it looks like it follows a handful of people, couples, whatever.
Just a bunch of pansexuals.
A bunch of human units and follows their sexuality through confusing and fun twists and turns.
Yeah, it looks refreshing.
Refreshing.
I would go see that in theater.
We'll check it out. More in the dump, Beef?
There is no more in the dump. I am about to flush. But now, in exactly 648 days, 5 hours, 13 minutes, 53 seconds at the sound of the beep. Beep. Star Wars, Episode 8.
Yay. I'm still more excited for Rogue One, though. They're...
I am, too. Well, then we need another counter, since this is the Star Wars section.
But there's Blu-ray coming. I mean, like in a month, you're going to be able to own this new Star Wars saga movie.
Are we really going to be able to own it?
Well, yeah. You're going to be able to buy it on iTunes a couple of days earlier. And on April 5th, there's going to be the Blu-ray DVD collection's coming out. And you have a Target exclusive. And
Do we buy that? Do we buy the digital copy and then wait till they sucker us in with all the other crap later on?
I can't wait. I waited like 20 years for this movie. I can wait another 5 days to own it in Blu-ray.
No, but that's my question. Is that in 2 years after the 5 days, yeah, are they going to come out with another copy for the release of Episode 8?
Oh, yeah, and then another copy for trilogy.
That's what I'm saying. And then another copy for all three of them.
Yeah.
And then another copy that releases with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Well, yeah. But I've never, you know what? I've never really bought into that. I had my first VHS copies when I was young.
Don't
my mother
lie
bought,
to me.
Bought
I
them to
work
me and
here.
I wore, yeah, I know. I wore those tape out, and then she bought them again when they were re-released because she was like,
and
"Okay,
then I
you wore those
DVDs,
tape out, we can buy."
And then I bought the DVDs, and then I was a nerd, and they had other DVDs, so I bought those, and then I bought the Blu-rays. This is all of you, right? I know this already.
No, I don't have all this.
You have the laser disc, right?
No. Not anymore.
I used to have them. See, I bought in and then sold these things. That means you got them.
Yeah, but I still have the DVDs. I still have the first set of DVDs. Okay. I didn't buy the Blu-ray or the re-release in DVDs and all that bullshit. At some point, I was like, you know what? One thing I've learned by collecting DVDs is that format change. And right now, for some reason, I like to have like a good shelf. But more and more, I like to have a good hard drive.
True.
So yeah, so I don't have like the latest release, so of course I'm gonna buy the Blu-ray of that new one, because let's face it, the Blu-ray is gonna come with a DVD with the disc of extra and all that good stuff,
and then you'll have to buy the 4K.
No, I don't have a 4K TV.
I know, me neither.
But then you know, I'm gonna buy the Blu-ray for Episode 8 and 9, and if there's a good deal, I might buy a box set. But I'm not even sure. My box for like the prequel trilogy comes from a box of 4, 5, and 6 when I used to own a video store. The only thing is that I bought my copy. Well, actually, I think you bought my copy, or SP bought my copy of Episode 3. So I had like
the same
side cover, because they passed that French law.
Nerds. All right, and in non-news, because we're done hearing about Wing being a Star Wars nerd, Star Trek inspired tech on ships.
Yeah, Star Trek, they're trying to build a ship that's going to go faster than light, and they build a 3D model, and they give it an Enterprise name. It's like IXS Enterprise or some shit like that.
Yes, IXS Enterprise.
There you go. So it's kind of funny that we're still like going with these concepts that were sci-fi, but trying to apply them to science and using names.
Well, all good sci-fi
isn't far
off.
It's always been like that. Sci-fi has always kind of driven technology a certain way. There's people that are inspired by that.
Kids grow up
with
it. They read it. They see it. And then they go, we can help try to make that plausible.
Exactly. And because you talk about the technology, you talk about how useful it would be, you kind of, you know, of course, come up with good ideas.
Yeah, so we're going to get another Enterprise.
That's pretty cool.
Also, what's pretty cool, apparently, is that Christian Bale thinks he didn't quite nail it as Batman.
Yeah.
Whiner. You haven't been in the news in a while. Stop talking about it.
It's basically it. Then he said that when he thought that there's always a next one, and then when they didn't call him for, like, Batman versus Superman.
He said he was done.
Yeah, well, I looked at nothingness for 30 minutes and was like, oh, bullshit. You were happy to get this movie with Nolan just to say, like, I work with Nolan. So,
I disappointed Nolan.
I didn't quite manage what I hoped. I didn't quite manage what I hoped I would throughout the trilogy. Nolan, Chris Nolan did. He said, my own sense of self is like, I didn't quite nail it. Heath turned up, and I just and he just completely ruined all of my plans because I went, he's so much more interesting than me and what I'm doing.
What?
That's
bullshit. He's calling all the cards to say, look at me, look at me. Oh, and don't forget, I worked with Heath Ledger in his last movie.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa, like, he's such a snot.
Inappropriate.
A little bit. Just a little bit.
And as Wing titled this last one, Suicide Squad Part 2. Why not?
Yeah, the movie's not even released, and they're like, yeah, we might green light another one right away. Yeah, we didn't know that already.
We need to hear it from someone who's actually seen the movie before, like, as opposed to just people that are like, hey, money grab.
Yeah. This is the Fantastic Four. We're making a second one, and you're like, oh, yeah, oh, cool. And then you go watch a movie, like, you're never making a sequel to this. I'm telling you. And they're like, no, we are. Maybe we're not. Maybe we're going to do a sequel to Deadpool instead.
Good idea.
Like, okay. Sure. So those are the news.
Thanks for playing.
And we'll see you next week.
Oh, you know, we say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dunno.
Dunno. Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com, where you'll find all our contact information as well as our other shows. You can also visit LegendsPodcast.com, where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin McLeod and can be found at Incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legends Stream Canada or GunnaGeek Networks. No infringement is intended, and no infringements are intended.